Welcome to episode 81 of Practical Defense, Walking Down the Street. Welcome to the Practical Defense Podcast, where you'll learn practical approaches to staying safe in our increasingly dangerous urban environments. I'm your host, Alex Addix. This week, we're going to talk about how to walk down the street. I know it may sound strange since we've been doing it all our lives, but there are a few techniques that anyone can use to enhance their awareness and increase personal safety. We'll also touch on criminal surveillance, you know, when someone's following you on foot. I say touch on foot surveillance because as I started to put my notes together, I realized I should probably put that one into a show all by itself. But before we jump into the topic, I have quite a few announcements. Now, first, I'm happy to announce that I am now a certified firearms instructor. I've wanted to bring this up for well over a month now, but I wanted to hold off until I had all of my paperwork processed. I actually passed my exams back in April, but I held off on a big announcement until I received my certificate and instructor number. The folks who follow me on Facebook get a sneak peek at my project plans and some of my announcements. I have a link to my Facebook page for Practical Defense in the show notes, and I use the Facebook page as my blog. So, now that I'm official, I can start more paperwork in terms of setting up agreements with local shooting ranges and get insurance. I expect to be able to offer courses towards the end of the year. Now, in more firearms-related announcements, I had a short discussion with Steve Pender on the Martial Art Masters of Texas podcast. We chatted about training with modern weapons, meaning knife and handgun, and training with those in the dojo. You can catch our discussion on his show, which should be posting this coming Wednesday, which is June 24th. And in a totally unrelated matter, the Practical Defense Podcast is now a member of the Gun Rights Radio Network. No, seriously. All of these events happen independently of each other in the past week. And apparently, last week was the week of firearms stuff for Alex. Not that I mind in the least. The Gun Rights Radio Network is a great group of folks that produce podcasts related to all aspects of firearms and personal protection. And a couple of folks happened upon this show, liked it, and asked me to join, which I did. And a special thanks to Tony Brown of the Firearms Cafe for nominating me. They're all really nice people over there, and they're all warm and very inviting. The main page is where you can find links to all the shows, and the page is www.gunrightsradio.com. There are also public discussion forums for each of the podcasts, including Practical Defense. So if you want to express your opinion about one of my episodes, or chat with other folks about the topics, stop on by and let us know. And of course, I always welcome email and really enjoy receiving it. Now, just because the show is now a part of the Gun Rights Radio Network, that doesn't mean the format or the content of the show is going to change. Firearms are a reality of our urban environments and have always been a part of the discussion where appropriate. You know, that won't change, so please don't worry about the show becoming exclusively about guns. Switching gears a bit, the Zune Marketplace is now accepting user comments on podcasts. You've been able to do this for quite some time on iTunes, but this feature was recently added for Zune users. And since about 20% of the show's downloads come from Zune users, it'd be great if some of our listeners could stop by and leave a review of the show. I'll put a link to the Zune social page for the Practical Defense podcast in the show notes. And at the same time, I'd like to thank everyone for the very kind comments left in the iTunes store about the show. Having a bunch of detailed reviews really helps people select which shows to subscribe to. I know that I personally give far more weight to user reviews than anonymous professional reviews. In the events from this weekend category, the Defensive Tactics Seminar I held last weekend was a lot of fun. The next seminar is scheduled for Saturday, July 25th, and the topic is going to be crime survival. Also, I might be running a course, probably knife survival, in Dallas, Texas later this year. I'll keep everyone posted as we work out the details. I know we have a lot of listeners in the Dallas area, so I really hope to meet everyone when I'm out there. And the last item, I promise, is that I heard from Jim Wagner last week, and he said that the reality-based DVDs we filmed back in February are entering the final stages of production. He reviewed the final copies, he said they looked great, and they should be available to purchase from the Black Belt magazine store in July. For those that might not recall, I was asked by Jim Wagner to participate in the filming of his three new reality-based instructional DVDs produced by Black Belt magazine. Jim, of course, was the star, and I was one of the instructors that demonstrated some of the techniques on all three DVDs. When the DVDs finally hit the shelves, I'll let everyone know and post some links. Whew, I think that covers all the administrative items this week. It certainly was busy around here. We'll be right back with our discussion of Walking Down the Street. All right, welcome back. This episode is really about awareness, which we all know is my favorite word. Specifically, awareness when you're walking down the street. Now, this could be when it's a nice day and you're out having a stroll with your spouse, or it could be when you're walking from your car down the street to a shop, or as you're leaving a club in the evening and making your way back to your car. Now, there are certain awareness techniques that you can use to increase your safety as you move through an urban environment. You might recall from the story of my friend's son who was attacked and robbed while he was walking home drunk from a college party back in episode 50. These are some small habits that you can use to help increase your safety and some signs that you should look for that might be indicators of things to avoid. Now, our first suggestion is to walk down the middle of the sidewalk. You don't want to smash yourself up against a building or against the parked cars on either side. You want to stay in the middle to give yourself a split second more reaction time to anything that might pop out at you, and it gives you a little bit more space to maneuver. You know, in any conflict, distance is your friend, even if all it gives you is just a few inches. Sometimes all you need is just a few inches. You also want to check your hard corners. What this means is that anytime you come up to an edge of an object that you can't see through, like the corner of a building or even a tall shrubbery, you want to glance into that space and see what's there. It doesn't have to be a long, detailed read the license plate number of the car parked there, but it certainly would be nice to know that the car is there and that the idiot driver is going to back over you if you don't move quickly. So just give a quick glance to every open space created by a hard corner. It takes a fraction of a second and could be well worth the time spent. If you're going to turn a corner, take it wide. And what I mean by this is that instead of being lazy and cutting the corner sharply, like, you know, nearly brushing your shoulder against the corner, swing out so that you can see around the corner first before making the commitment to actually go that direction. Now again, you want to check these blind areas before passing in front of them or moving into them. Also, as you move down the street, you want to check out the cars around you. Look for anything suspicious. You know, are there cars backed into parking spots? Now, this could be in preparation for a quick getaway. But does it necessarily mean that? No, of course not. I drive a big truck and it has a blind spot the size of Idaho. You know, it's actually easier for me to back into a parking spot than to back out of a parking spot. So I back in whenever possible. Now, do any of the vehicles have blackened windows? Now again, not being able to see into a car or van isn't a crime, but it can be an item of concern. Is the engine running? You know, is the person just pulling in or pulling out of the spot? Or is he just sitting there with the engine idling? So when it comes to cars, any one of these things might be completely innocent. However, if you see a car with blackened windows backed into a parking spot with the engine running in front of a liquor store at, say, 10 o'clock at night, something might be about to happen, or, you know, it could just be complete coincidence. Either way, you might want to look for another route home because you might not want to stick around and find out which one it is. If you're out and about and an armored truck is making a pickup, give them some room. Yes, armored trucks are still robbed nearly every day. They are often high-value targets, either carrying cash or other valuables that could be fenced quickly. Otherwise, you know, the owner wouldn't pay the extra money to have the giant portable safe guarded by armed personnel ferry their stuff around, you know? I remember back in the 90s when manufacturers like Intel, AMD, and Motorola transported all of their chips in armored trucks. The chips were worth more than their weight in gold and were actually easier to sell, so criminals targeted them all the time. I don't know if that's still the case, but it was a huge issue back then. So, give armored vehicles a wide berth. They generally don't stay stationary for very long, so you could even wait them out. But again, do so from a distance. You should also look to the people when you're out for your stroll. Now, keep an eye to someone who might be acting as a lookout. They might be loitering in front of an alley or a business and looking people over with a critical eye. You know, we've all seen that look, you know, when someone's sizing you up. This person could be looking out for cops to come by to warn his friends, or he could be looking for a potential victim for his friends to grab. If he looks suspicious or troublesome, just steer clear. Similarly, don't push your way through a group of people. If you see a group of people who obviously know each other and are hanging out, go around them, not through them. Don't try to convince yourself that, you know, they're just a bunch of nice boys and they won't bother with me. Or maybe they won't notice if I just squeeze through quickly enough. If you have any concern or even a fleeting thought of unease, go around. Cross the street if you must, but don't talk yourself out of a smart choice just because it might be a 2-minute inconvenience. Spending time in the hospital or filling out paperwork at the police station is a far greater inconvenience than a slight detour. Now, if you think someone's following you, there are a couple of things you can do. You can enter a public building. You can board a bus or take a cab and just go for a short ride and then get out. Or you can try and get lost in a crowd. You also need to realize that this person does not necessarily need to be directly behind you to follow you. Someone who really knows his or her stuff can do it from across the street or even half a block behind. What you do want to do is you want to stay in a public area around a lot of people and attempt to lose this person. But again, you don't want to do so by going through an area that puts you alone and away from witnesses. I know this sounds like a lot of stuff to do as you're trying to enjoy your walk, and it is at first. But remember, you're training yourself to become aware of these things, and eventually it'll become second nature and you won't even notice that you're doing it. Then, if something out of the ordinary happens, it'll jump to the forefront of your thoughts and you'll become consciously aware of it. When you reach that stage, you can relax and enjoy yourself with the confidence that if something is wrong, you've trained your little voice to wake you up in time to react. And that's the stage that we all strive to achieve. So, in summary, we have: walk in the middle of the sidewalk. Check those hard corners. Take corners wide. Look to suspicious vehicles. You know, backed into parking spots, blackened windows, engine running, or armored car pickups. Keep an eye out for the lookout person. Don't push your way through a group. If you think someone's following you, and the person doesn't need to be right behind you, enter a public building, board a bus or a cab, and take a short ride and then get out, and get lost in a crowd. As always, don't forget to check out my monthly column on TaekwondoTimes.com. It's called Raising Awareness. If you have any tips you'd like to share with everyone, a comment on a show, or if you would like to suggest a topic for an upcoming episode, write into podcast@alexhaddix.com. I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, stay aware, stay safe. Practical Defense is a member of the Gun Rights Radio Network at gunrightsradio.com. Well, that does it for this episode. Thank you for downloading and listening to the Practical Defense podcast. For questions and commentary, send an email to podcast@alexhaddix.com. That's podcast@alexhaddix.com. And if you ever want to train with me, look me up on the web at alexhaddix.com. Until next time, stay aware and stay safe.